Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. Do you really want to see behind the scenes what it's like to serve clients in just any given month and day? That's what we're going to talk about today. Let's take you behind the scenes.
So, time for the morning commute is 5, and it's early. But we got a lot to do today. The morning commute involves letting the dog out. Let's go, buddy. His name's not Buddy, his name's Blue. I had coffee yesterday, and so we don't do it twice in a row because it gives me headaches, so we gotta hit it without the coffee. So we're headed to the study now. All right, and here where the magic happens. I usually sit down here, get my mental juices flowing before I jump into email and all that other kind of stuff. So we're gonna do that for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then we're gonna get started. All right, so where do we begin? So today is August 1st, so it's month end today, which means gotta get statements over to my bookkeeper accountant to reconcile the books for July. We gotta get statements for the clients, upload those to their client portals. I'm actually launching a client portal online module for everybody in the practice. And so I'll be sending out an email and probably a video to show people how to use all that. And then we're launching the Facebook group today too, soft launch for the next 30 days for all aspiring financial advisors. And then we got everything that I did not do that I planned to do yesterday evening, but something came up. So we got a packed day, and I think my first meeting is in about 3 hours. So I want to try to lump all that in before that meeting, because my mind goes into a different place before when I'm meeting with prospects. So that is day in the life at about 5:30 a.m. On August 1st.
August 1st, 2019.
So, and we're 5 months away from 2020.
Don't say that.
This is a big deal.
We're walking the husky. Blue, say hey. Blue is our 7-year-old Siberian Border Collie Husky mix that gets this walk as often as we can do it. But yeah. First day of August, kind of doing a little day in the life of a CFP out here with my sweetie, who's been on the podcast before, Brianna. Probably not wanting to hear, but we can go ahead and give them what they
ask for. It's real life. We got to give it to them.
All right. Good stuff.
Good to see y'all.
One of the cool things about being self-employed and working from home is I don't have to necessarily punch a clock in my commute, even if it starts, even if it's an early day, my commute is very short. And then she likes this because I get to stay at home and cook dinner for 4 o'clock.
Plus for me, right?
What are we eating today? I think we're going to eat some tilapia
and
some roasted vegetables or something. But that's later today. But yeah, so we're just going to take a walk, chill out, clear the head. Had a strong 5 to 11. And now we're going to clear the head, walk, talk, bond, even after 22 years, and then hit the second half of the day. So that's what it's about. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. So now that you know what it's like to wake up in the morning, what that schedule looks like, and maybe even one of those clear the head walks that I take from time to time, let's look at what the duties look like, right? There's some COO duties, some chief operating officer duties, and there's some CEO duties, chief executive officer duties, that you're gonna have to do if you're a solopreneur like myself running a financial advisory firm. And I want to break down what each of those buckets of responsibilities look like. So you may recall on the calendar that I showed you, there are some, you know, some client duties that are more operational, right? That COO stuff. So I send my statements for my finances and bank statements and brokerage statements all over to the bookkeeper so that they can prepare that, because part of being a registered investment advisory, if you were to ever be audited by the regulators, they're going to come in and ask to see your books. They want to see all the money that you've been making as a financial advisor rendering financial advice. So that's got to be in tip-top shape. And I actually outsource that duty just because otherwise I will pull my hair out. Oh, wait, no hair. No hair to go. You got to have that in order, and there's no way around that. That's just a books and records requirement. There's some other things that I do also, like I record my mileage with a app called Mile IQ. So if I went to go visit a client, I'm recording the day that I did that, who I talked to, and the car that I used in order to get there. Another part of that is invoicing, right? You've got to invoice clients that are either paying you on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis. So that happens at month end, and making sure that the payments have come in, hit the bank, and things of that nature. I would say last but not least, and it dovetails into the CEO duties, is starting to get all the information for what actually happened in your client accounts for the previous month. So that performance download, the brokerage statements where you keep the client's money, that particular process of getting those statements from the custodian and giving those to the clients or however they access them, whatever your process may be. In my particular process, I kind of go the extra mile and I download those for them and I actually put them into their vaults so that they can access them with just an email and a password. All right, that CEO duty, that could be a little complex and it really depends on how you run your firm. So for me, I like the really, really concierge type touch where I'm going to probably either record some type of video or prepare an email for some type of client interaction or communication that relays just the state of things in the market maybe, or if I'm rolling out something different in the service platform that they have access to, that's a new tool for them to enhance the relationship, anything of that particular nature. So you saw on my calendar for month end, I referred to this big, you know, hour and a half, 2 hour slot where I was recording individual videos based on what's going on in that particular client's plan. It's a good time to do that in my practice because we're nearing in the last third of the year and we crunch a lot of stuff into that last third of the year. We have, you know, a tax meeting. We have open enrollment benefits selections. We have another check-in for their financial plan, wherever that is. And then you got year end that's gonna come up before you know it. So all that stuff needs to be pushed in. And I usually try to communicate that to clients so that they can understand the agenda for this August through December time period of the year. Month end is not the funnest thing. However, it does have to be done. But if you wanna know more about day in the life of the CFP, in the cards, I'll have some videos for you. Take a look at those. And if you have any questions, let me know. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it. And it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.